Welcome to Midday's Top News at this hour. We bring you a curated selection of the most significant and compelling news from around the globe. Stay informed with the latest developments in the nation, Mumbai, entertainment, sports, and more. Let's dive into the headlines shaping our world today. Markets rebound after sharp fall on buying by domestic investors. Firm Asian peers' stock market benchmark indices rebounded in early trade on Wednesday amid continuous buying by domestic institutional investors and firm trends across Asian bourses. The BSE Sensex climbed 168.79 points to 80,389.51 in early trade. The NSE Nifty went up by 46.2 points to 24,518.30. Baba Siddiq murder and LS Quo shooters were in direct contact with Anmol Bishnoithi, Mumbai Crime Branch, investigating the murder of senior NCP, Ajit Pawar faction, leader Baba Siddiq, has discovered that the shooters and one of the key conspirators were in direct contact with Anmol Bishnoi, the brother of Lawrence Bishnoi. Officials are now confident that the latter's gang is behind the murder of the former MLA, although the exact motive is still being determined. Preliminary investigations suggest that Siddiq's close association with Salman Khan could be the motive. Read more. Mumbai, 10-year-old Nalasopara girl battles for life after being slapped by tutor. A 10-year-old student studying in STDV is fighting for her life after a slap from her coaching class teacher. The slap struck her right ear and caused a wound, aggravated by the earring she was wearing. The injury allegedly led to a tetanus infection. The girl has been unconscious and receiving treatment in the ICU of a private hospital in Chunabhatti since October 13, with doctors working tirelessly to save her. Read more. Int vs NZ second test, India's middle order conundrum, Sarfaraz Khan vs KL Rahul, who fits the bill? Kane Williamson has, in an oblique way, prevented New Zealand from grappling with a problem of plenty, but India find themselves with a tricky decision to make going into the second test at the MCA International Stadium from Thursday. Read more. Karan Johar's maiden web series to explore the golden age of aviation in India. It's time to reverse the clock. At least, that's what Karan Johar is set to do as he gears up for his maiden OTT series as a showrunner creator. Last month, Midday reported that the filmmaker, after directing segments in Lust Stories, 2018, and Ghost Stories, 2020, and producing various titles on OTT, is making his web debut with an ambitious offering, A New Direction, September 23. Now, we have learned that the yet untitled series is set against the aviation world of the 70s. Read more.